It's Saturday, July 5th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, at least 24 people were killed and at least 20 children were still missing Friday from a girls' summer camp after torrential rain caused widespread flooding in parts of central Texas. Several victims, both children and adults, had already been recovered from cars and in water, authorities said. Rain continued Friday in some of the worst-hit areas and other parts of Texas, officials said. More than 230 people were rescued or evacuated by Friday night. Many of the missing children were from Camp Mystic, a Christian girls' camp located in Hunt along the Guadalupe River, where pounding rain caused the water to swell some 26 feet in 45 minutes. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said about 500 rescuers were on the ground to conduct searches and were doing everything possible to reach the camp itself. Weather conditions were making it hard for helicopters to fly overhead, he said. Meanwhile, a fast-moving California wildfire exploded to become the state's biggest of the year, forcing evacuations and the closure of a highway, and evoking memories of the devastating blazes that laid waste to parts of the state in January. The Madre Fire ignited Wednesday afternoon in San Luis Obispo County and grew to more than 70,000 acres by Friday afternoon. According to CAL FIRE, it was just 10% contained Friday evening. A section of Highway 166 was closed and evacuation orders were issued across a wide area of the county, according to the California Department of Transportation. The fire, which covers a swath of the Los Padres National Forest, including the Carrizo Plain National Monument, sent thick smoke billowing into neighboring communities. Dry conditions have sparked more than 65 wildfires in California in the past 2 days, CAL FIRE said. More than 600 personnel were on the ground tackling the blaze alongside more than 40 fire engines and 4 helicopters. No structures were damaged and the cause of the fire was still being investigated. No injuries have been reported as of yet. In world news, Hamas accepted the framework of a proposed new 60-day ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza that, if concluded, would immediately trigger U.S.-backed negotiations between the militants and Israel aimed at a permanent end to the war, Arab officials involved in the talks said. The terms of the new proposal, put together by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, along with mediators from Egypt and Qatar, also call for, among other things, the exchange of 10 living hostages for a large number of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Late Friday, Hamas said it had submitted its response to the mediators and is fully ready and serious to immediately enter a round of negotiations on the mechanism for implementing this framework. While the two sides need to work through a number of details before any deal is signed, their agreement to the basic terms represents the best hope for pausing more than 3 months of heavy Israeli military action and a deep cutback of humanitarian supplies, including food. Back in the U.S., in a splashy 4th of July ceremony with a B-2 stealth bomber and jet fighters flying over the White House, President Trump put his signature to the legislation called the One Big Beautiful Bill, notching a major second-term accomplishment after guiding the package through narrow majorities in both houses of Congress. "This is a triumph of democracy on the birthday of democracy," Mr. Trump said, while also mocking Democrats who opposed the bill. "After this kicks in, our country is going to be a rocket ship economically," he said. The president took a victory lap in his speech after a series of wins in recent weeks, his grip on the GOP never stronger. He descended from a balcony and signed the bill with a black Sharpie, surrounded by lawmakers including House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senator Lindsey Graham. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.